I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Condorian Murat, the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor, who can help protect your assets by updating your will and trust. Schedule a free estate. I keep wanting to say estimate planning. The word's estate. It's sitting right there. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Mention G&D and score yourself a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're going to talk about the NFLPA survey here in a moment's time. But I want you guys to weigh in at 800-636-1067. That's a telephone number. Talk to Ryan, then talk to me. Adam Schefter tweet this morning. Pretty simple. He says, in my best Schefter, attending his first combine as the Washington Commanders owner, Josh Harris has sat in and taken part of each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with the top quarterback prospects in this draft. Most owners don't attend the combine. Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process. I think that's bad. Again, I'm not suggesting anything crazy. I just don't think this is the right thing to do. It's balls and strikes. So the analogy or the way I tried to explain this at the top of the show, for folks that are just tuning in, is this. Generally, what happens is when we like somebody, we give them a pass on things. If this guy, Josh Harris, had a bad track record, if he was David Tepper, if he was Mark Davis or Jim Irsay or Woody Johnson or Michael Bidwell, Janice McNair, Jimmy Haslam, and you found out they were sitting in on quarterback interviews, you would lose your mind. A, because if you were fans of those teams, you wouldn't like those guys. Trust me on that. They're bad owners. B, they've got a track record of messing up. So then we go, I don't want a meddling owner. And again, I'm not accusing Harris of meddling. I have no idea. Meddling only, we accuse someone of meddling when their moves don't work. Right? If, I pointed this out earlier, if Stupid Snyder, if all of the times that he stepped in and was like, we're getting Albert Haynesworth, and that had been great, we wouldn't hate him. If he had made all these moves and stepped in Jeff George had been better than Brad Johnson and it was smart to fire Marty Schottenheimer and the next guy was great. Whatever all the mistakes, you guys lived through them, you know all the history. If that had happened, we wouldn't think of Snyder as this meddling owner, this disinterested micromanager that couldn't bother to learn anything but would swoop in and make a yacht pick at the last second. We didn't want Snyder, a.k.a. the owner, involved in football stuff. What was the mantra? Hire football people and let them do football stuff. You got a football guy. He's handsome as all hell. He's got great hair, steel blue eyes that look right at you while he's evaluating the football guy. You got Peters, bro. You got Lance Newmark from the Detroit Lions. I don't want my owner asking quarterbacks questions. Pretty simple. Balls and strikes on that. That's all I got. I'm not angry. Let's go to Ian in Vienna. Been very patient. Thanks, buddy. Ian, what's up, man? You're on the fan.
So I have the opposite opinion of you. I'm not a Josh Harris fan, and I haven't seen enough to be a fan of him. And I think we constantly are comparing Harris to Snyder, and I think that's a false move. We have to compare Harris to the current ownership groups in the NFL. But where I'll disagree with you is, given the importance of what the quarterback position has taken on in the NFL, it doesn't matter who the owner is, who the GM is, who the head coach is. You find that franchise quarterback in the top half of the first round, that is the franchise changer. Mm-hmm. So I would have an issue if he was the key decision maker, et cetera. But I have no issue if he's part of the process. And of course, I agree that people work backwards. If it were Snyder, people wouldn't like it. People tend to like the new guy. They're going to give him a pass. But I think given the importance of the position and his importance and role in this franchise, him being a part, which is all we know, and perhaps asking a few questions of the player, I don't have an issue with it. If we do find out that 2 months down the road that Peters and Quinn and Kingsbury wanted Daniels, but Harris liked Drake May. Yeah, then we have a huge problem. That's the nuclear scenario. Mm-hmm. But him being a part of it at this stage, it doesn't bother me because I just think the NFL quarterback is just too important.
So it's such outsized
everybody
importance.
Everybody being involved. Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call as always, man. Thanks for holding. So, again, I'm weird. I could just stop right there. And you guys would be like, yeah, you're pretty much. You're a pretty weird dude. Ryan and Darius are both nodding, by the way. Thanks for the support, guys. Any hoodles? Yeah, I know I'm weird. I see things differently than everybody else does in a lot of cases. Doesn't make me smarter or better. I just do. I see things in a weird way. I work back, not from, well, let's see how this goes. I don't do that. I go, if you have I think of these as equations, right? If you've got this variable and that variable, it might turn out fine. I don't want to have that equation happen. That didn't make a lot of sense. Let me try it a different way. To me, let me try this one. We have a rule in these United States of America, right? We don't like illegal searches and seizures. That is something that is a constitutional right for people, okay? Now, I want you to imagine the worst person in the world, a terrible dude that we know, just don't ask me how I know, but we know, has committed all sorts of crimes, is a terrible dude, just deserves to be locked up. And let's say the time that you search this person's home, nothing to be found. You wouldn't want a police officer to drop evidence there, would you? Of course not, right? That's like movie stuff. You wouldn't want that. That's my point. Just because we get the result we want, the process has to be good. It has to be. Josh Harris is Mr. Process. You see what I'm saying? Like if he leads us to the better quarterback option somehow, like let's say they take Drake May and, you know, Dayton Daniels falls on his face at some point and May's a Pro Bowler, we'll go, see, that was great. No. Because now we have a precedent. I don't want that. I want the correct 100% at all times process. That doesn't include the owner sitting in these meetings interviewing players. Nobody does that for a reason. The empowered football guys should be doing that. Josh Harris has a much larger role later on down the line. When the football guys are debating, he needs to be there leading that discussion. Again, I told this story before the break here, but for folks just tuning in, I've had a number of jobs throughout my career. I had one job where I was with the Department of Defense working as a government contractor. I remember being in this one meeting. I had no role. I was just an underling, but it was important stuff that was being decided among several people. There were opposing sides pitching the big boss, and the big boss acted as a district attorney, like cross-examining witnesses, forcing everybody to acknowledge the risks, to defend their position, to go beyond just this is my gut feeling with data and supported facts and everything. I remember being blown away by that and thought to myself when I left that meeting, that's what leadership is, right? That's what leadership is. He valued everyone's opinion, but he wanted to have all the information to make the best possible decision. That's normal. That's normal. So when you're hiring Adam Peters, yep. When you're hiring Dan Quinn, yep, he's involved. I get it. Be the sounding board. Not here, not at this phase. There's a reason nobody else is doing that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.